For the past 15 years, Beth Kurtula has been advocating for her district, her state, her party. Now she'll be in a nonpartisan position.
I'll have to learn those boundaries.
The Center for Ocean Solutions wants that legislative background, says Executive Director Meg Caldwell. She is also director of Stanford Law School's Environmental and Natural Resources Law and Policy Program. Caldwell says Kurtula will be the only visiting fellow at the center with the views, insights, and experience of a state lawmaker.
We can't replicate that here. That's an incredible sort of resource for us.
Before she ran for office, Kurtula worked for the state of Alaska on oil, gas, and other coastal issues in the Attorney General's office. She says that coastal experience cannot be overestimated.
A critical piece of understanding a lot about the way our nation treats oceans and the ability to bring that information back then to other policymakers was really the key in terms of my going back to Stanford.
Other fellows at the center are scientists. Caldwell says Kurtula's background as a legislator will help make their research more useful to decision makers.
Beth is going to be able to help us understand the perspectives of decision makers in elected positions and the unique challenges and constraints that they have and how we can be more effective in engaging with them, in sharing our research findings.
Kurtula describes her role as a conduit between legislatures and science policymakers, bringing them together to discuss coastal and ocean issues. Years ago, she pushed the first cruise ship pollution bill through the Alaska legislature, and at the time, it was the toughest in the nation. She's continued to work on coastal legislation.
One of the frustrating things for me has been the lack of information and science that we get at the legislative level. So my hope is to sort of be this interface between policymakers, scientists, and be able to help us get great answers for what happens for our ocean.
Not only is Alaska the largest state in the nation, it also has thousands of more miles of coastline.
And with Alaska, I mean, we are the ocean for the country. And with the Arctic opening, these issues just really have gone to the forefront.
Kurtula's fellowship at the Stanford Center for Ocean Solutions begins February 3rd. At the end of the first year, she has an option to renew for a second year. Then she says she will bring back to Alaska a new perspective on ocean policy that will certainly have an impact on the state. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.